What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic. And it's one of our favorite times of the week. We get to bring in our good friend Floyd Reese, former Titans general manager, host of Jared and the GMs here in the afternoon on 102.5 The Game, and perhaps Nashville's most handsome man. Floyd, how are you?
Thank you. Yes, I'm doing great.
Good, good, Floyd. It's glad that you're doing well. Glad that you could come back on with us here this week. And Floyd, the CBA dominating the news right now in the NFL. Taylor Lewan went on the Rich Eisen show yesterday and said basically that he expects it to pass, although he voted no. When you look at the proposal given by the league and the owners to the players of this CBA, what stands out to you and what are kind of your thoughts on the process that's unfolding in the NFL right now?
You know, I think the most interesting thing is that the proposal the owners gave didn't deal near as much with the big money guys as it did with the populace. You know, it dealt with 60 or 70% of the league, which are largely minimum salary guys. And I think because of that, it's going to have a legitimate chance to pass because these guys, you know, the guys that are doing most of the voting, if in fact they vote, are these minimum salary guys. And they're looking at it and they're saying, hey, look at this big bump I get. You know, I'm doing okay. I think also it helps some of the retired guys. You know, it's increasing their medical plans or pensions or retirement or whatever it is. So you know, rather, it seems like all the other deals, they're always dealing with the top numbers, the big numbers. And that's, you know, not the biggest part of the league. This one goes the other way, deals with the most people across the board. And so, therefore, I think it's got a chance.
Yeah, I mean, I guess kind of clever if you think about it, right? If you can appeal to a larger number of guys, it's okay if your stars are unhappy, right? Because they're going to get outvoted.
I mean, that's the way, you know, all these campaigns we're seeing now, you know, talking about running for a political office, they're looking for the numbers, you know, where are all the people? And that's who they're trying to, you know, influence. And I think the owners, at least from outsider looking in, I haven't read the entire 458 pages or whatever it is.
You're on like 433, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm closing in. I'm almost a one. I think they were pretty smart in the way they dealt with this.
So, Floyd, the deadline has been pushed back. So apparently some players have asked if they could change their vote, which is interesting. I don't know what that means. I guess it could mean either way. But some players have asked if they could change their vote, and the NFL player reps voted that down. So if you voted, your vote is locked in. But the deadline to vote has been extended to 11:59 p.m. Saturday. Meanwhile, you've got the franchise tag and transition tag deadlines right now, 4 p.m. Thursday, which that could change. But from the Titans' perspective, Floyd, what do you think would be the best use of one or both of those? You know, how does this affect that? The fact that, you know, you're looking at the CBA, which if it's passed, then you got to rescind one of them if you use both of them.
Yeah, and therein lies the problem, I think. You know, if in fact they were planning, and I look at it, you know, if I was sitting back in that chair, I think you would have looked at it and said, okay, you know, there's no way they're going to come to a new CBA a year early. and they'll come to it maybe during the season or during, you know, the off season or something, but not so early. And I think, so, you know, you went along and said, okay, I've got these two tags and this is what I'm going to do with them. Well, now all of a sudden this thing jumps up there, and those two tags that you wanted to use, you know, very likely could just be one. And you know, the plans that you've made for the last 6 months could be severely hindered. So I think that's the real problem J-Rob and the guys are going through now. You know, do you, in fact, offer a guy the tag and then, you know, 2 days later have to turn around and withdraw it? And then, like I've said before, the part that will really be interesting is if, in fact, you say, okay, here are the two tags. These are the guys I'm going to use on. And they sign them. You know, now they sign those tenders and send them back to you. Now what? Is the league going to void those contracts or void them both or void one? Or, you know, how is that all going to work? And, I mean, I just see I see the potential for a number of lawsuits there if they're not careful.
Floyd Reese, host of Jared and the GM and former Titans general manager, on the line with us. And, Floyd, kind of further complicating this discussion is, you know, we've talked all offseason long about the need to go get a pass rusher, whether it's free agency or the draft. And we've talked about the big four free agents and how, you know, outside of Tannehill and Derrick Henry, keeping Jack Conklin should be a priority for this team. Well, the more and more time that goes by, it seems like it's going to be really difficult to do that and to keep Jack Conklin without using one of these tags. Let's say the Titans lose Jack Conklin in free agency. How much of a priority does addressing the right tackle position become at that point for John Robinson? Does it move ahead of going out and getting a pass rusher at that point?
You know, it certainly becomes an issue, because right now, if you were to throw a team out there and say, okay, line up, you would have guys line up at the, you know, pass rushing positions, outside linebackers. If you said, okay, on offense, line up, you would only line up 10 because your right tackle is gone. And so, you know, all of a sudden you're saying, okay, I would like to improve these spots, but I have to have a right tackle. The rules say you got to play with 11. So, you know, that all of a sudden becomes a key issue. And then, you know, to further, I think, create a problem, and I'm not sure how much of a problem it is with the Titans, but an outsider looking in, you're saying, okay, now what if, you know, what if a Tom Brady were to be here and he doesn't have that mobility? He's not able to escape the rush. Do you stick a rookie right tackle there? Do you stick somebody that, you know, maybe even isn't a first or second round pick there and say, okay, you protect, you know, the greatest quarterback to ever play? Well, I mean, therein lies some further concerns. And so it becomes an issue. I have always been, you know, on the side of the offensive line simply because I think it's so important to the overall team performance. All positions are, but the offensive line, you know, literally on every snap, they're going to have a dramatic effect on the outcome of that snap. And you know, to go into a season after the season they've had with a, you know, a second-year right guard and a rookie right tackle, I think, you know, you see some potential problems there.
Yeah, it's hard to find good offense. It seems to be harder and harder to find good offensive linemen.
Well, it's, you know, it's like everything else. I think the pass rushers are getting so much better. The blitz concepts are getting so much better. The pass protection, you know, combinations and schemes have to get so much more difficult because they're always adapting to, you know, what if they bring four over here? What if they bring an extra guy, five? What are we going to do now? And because of that, all of these protection schemes and things get that much more important.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Tom Brady, Floyd, and I know it's probably been frustrating for you because it's hard to get Jared to talk much about Tom Brady.
Yeah, good point.
So,
yeah.
I just want to ask you, just tell me, Floyd, what is going to happen here?
Yeah, I wish I knew. I you know, have believed from the start and really haven't changed, you know, that Tom will end up back in New England. I think for a couple of reasons. I think, you know, first of all, I can't think of a real good reason for him to leave. You know, you won 6 Super Bowls here. You've got the best coach that's ever coached. You've got a place that you've loved and lived for 20 years. You know, what would be the allure for you to just pack up and move your family really anyplace else? You know, you're saying, yeah, we're going to move. How long are we going to live there? Oh, I don't know. We'll probably rent because we're only going to be there for a year, maybe two. And then, you know, our career is going to be over. So I just that concerns me. I think him going to a place where he can run what he knows so well, you know, is going to take adaptations by the offense wherever he ends up. Is the protection scheme going to be the same? Because right now he is literally a coach on the field in that offense. He knows everything about it. He knows all the adjustments. He knows everything he has to do to make a play right on every snap. Well, now all of a sudden in year 20, you're going to say, all right, we're just going to eliminate that and we're going to, you know, do all this brand new stuff. I'm not sure that would help him, and I'm not sure it'd be really good for the team.
Former Titans general manager Floyd Reese has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Floyd, thanks so much for joining us this morning, man. We appreciate it.
Have a great day, guys.
You too, Floyd. Joe, when we come back, A.J. Brown, Titans wide receiver, had interesting comments regarding the Tannehill and Brady discussion that we've had for the past several weeks. We'll play those for you next, and we'll react to those. That's coming up next. You're listening to Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville. Calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casinos, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.